Iowa Dem Josh Turek advised illegal immigrants how to avoid ICE detainment in official newsletter. By Jasmine Jordan on August 26, 2026. Obama endorsed Iowa Democrat U.S. Senate nominee Josh Turek has portrayed himself as a common-sense moderate, even as his official legislative newsletter advised illegal immigrants on avoiding ICE detainment and as he called for an easier pathway to citizenship. Turek, who has been an Iowa state representative since 2023, is running against Republican Representative Ashley Hinson for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Joni Ernst, RIA. He has described himself as a prairie populist and a common-sense lawmaker capable of appealing to Iowans of all political stripes. But Turek's immigration record complicates that moderate pitch. Turek's official legislative newsletter included guidance for illegal immigrants on avoiding detention by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. A section of Turek's newsletter titled Know Your Rights as an Immigrant, which includes a link to the American Civil Liberties Union's, ACLU, Immigrants' Rights page, stated, "Given the recent policy changes enacted by the Trump administration on both legal and illegal immigrants, I wanted to provide a thorough list of your rights and how they apply in different scenarios. The ACLU is a great resource that provides tips on what to do in various situations. Please click here to read more." Turek first called for an easier pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants in April and used the same phrase again this month in an interview with the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Watch, Trump to voters worldwide after mass migrant invasion of Spain, be careful with socialism. In the Iowa legislature, he voted to support taxpayer-funded welfare benefits for illegal immigrants, despite his campaign subsequently saying he opposes benefits for illegal immigrants. Turek voted to restrict Iowa law enforcement from working with ICE to deport dangerous illegal immigrants and also missed a vote to verify the citizenship status of Iowa voters. Hinson's campaign highlighted that absence in July. Josh Turek would side with Chuck Schumer and far-left Democrats against common-sense voter ID and election security, Hinson campaign communications director Billy Fuerst said at the time. Turek skipping a vote to verify the citizenship status of Iowa voters tells you everything you need to know. He doesn't care about election integrity. Watch, U.S. Border Security press conference with GOP reps. Ashley Hinson and Jim Banks. Turek missed 261 Iowa House votes between January 12 and May 3, accounting for nearly 60% of the chamber's votes during that period, including measures involving rural health, medical licensing, and education standards. The Iowa House chief clerk confirmed that he nevertheless collected $20,100 in legislative per diem payments. Turek also voted against three measures restricting diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, policies in Iowa public schools and universities between April 2024 and May 2025. Those included legislation prohibiting public universities from employing DEI officers, barring colleges from requiring DEI or critical race theory-related coursework for graduation, and preventing state funding from supporting DEI offices and initiatives in higher education and K-12 schools. Turek's campaign has said he will work with anyone to get things done for Iowans and cited his work with Republicans to cut taxes and keep dangerous criminals off the streets. He previously called for repealing the working families' tax cuts, which included provisions involving taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security, saying during a Democrat primary debate, "We've got to overturn the big beautiful bill." Turek has also voiced support for a federal farm bill but did not vote on similar state legislation while serving in the Iowa House.